number 30 of Daniel chapter 5. That verse says, "In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain." Now, the Bible has much to say to us about happenings in the night season. We read of Saul, who went to visit the witch at Endor, and it was in the darkness of the night. We read of King Ahasuerus of Persia, and his mind was so disturbed at night that sleep was taken from him. He could not sleep. We read also in the New Testament of that nameless rich fool who perished in the very same night of the day in which he had made so many plans for the future. We think also of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed our blessed Lord and Savior in the darkness of the night. And my text this evening here in Daniel chapter 5 and verse 30 also speaks to us about the night season. For it says, "In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain." Here we read that in the night season, this man died. He was slain. His life was taken from him. Death came upon him suddenly and swiftly in the darkness of the evening. And this chapter is the only one in all of the Bible that tells us about this man Belshazzar, king of Babylon. Now, this chapter tells us that his death had followed a great banquet that was held in the honor of this man. And the scale of this banquet was such that there was never the like before in the land of Babylon. However, in the midst of all the merriment and revelry of this banquet, death comes. The king is taken. In essence, this chapter tells us what Belshazzar's last night on earth was like. Gives us an insight into how this man lived and how he died on that occasion. Men and women, young people in our meeting tonight, let me ask you the question. Have you ever given thought as to what your last night on earth may be like? Have you ever thought, where will you be when you spend your last night on earth? Have you ever thought, who will be with you on your last evening here on earth? Have you ever thought, what will it be with you? How will you be spending your time? What will you be doing? What will your last moments on earth in this scene of time be like? These are sobering thoughts. These are solemn thoughts. My text says there, "In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain." I want us just to look tonight from this chapter at the last night of this king of Babylon. I want you to see, first of all, with me tonight, that Belshazzar's last night, it was a night of great sin. You see, there are four things in particular which characterize the sin that Belshazzar was involved on in the night that he died. There was drunkenness. Look at verse 1 of the chapter. Notice what it says. It says there that Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before 1,000. Notice there how it says Belshazzar drank wine before 1,000. Now the next three verses also mention the drinking of the wine. Now you can picture the scene in your mind's eye tonight. Drink upon drink was taken at this banquet. The goblets were full. The jugs were flowing over with intoxicating alcohol and liquor. There was drunkenness in his life before he died. There was also desecration. Look at verse 2 of the chapter. Notice what it says. Belshazzar, once he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. There you read of these vessels. that his father Nebuchadnezzar had stolen from the temple in Jerusalem when he had plundered the city a generation before Belshazzar. And these vessels were only to be used in the service of God, the Lord Jehovah. They were only to be used in the worship of the Lord, God of heaven. However, here in verse 2, you read of how Belshazzar defies God's law. He commits sacrilege here, for he desecrates the use of these vessels by commanding them to be used for the drinking of wine at this drunken banquet that was held in his honor. You will see also here that he was involved in the sin of idolatry in his last night. Look at verse 4 of the chapter. Notice what it says. It says they drank wine and praised, notice it, the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. And then there was also the sin of pride. Go down to verses 22 and 23 of the chapter. There you have Daniel, and he's speaking here now directly to Belshazzar, and he says to him, "And thou, O Belshazzar," notice it in the verse 22, "hast not humbled thine heart." And verse 23 he says, "But thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven." And then at the very end of the same verse he says, "And God, in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified?" Belshazzar did not humble his heart before God. What a way to die. Engulfed in pride. Taken up with idolatry. Resting upon false gods that cannot save the soul. Committing desecration of the things of God. And a body full of drink. Body full of alcohol. This is how Belshazzar died. Now we can say he sinned with a high hand against God. My, he was a man deep down in sin the night he did. What a sad end to this man who is perhaps the most powerful man in the world at this particular time. Oh dear unsaved one in our meeting tonight, let me ask you the question when your last night comes. Will you be involved in some of the sins of this man, Belshazzar, that we've read of and learned of tonight? You know, there are many today, and death has taken them, it has seized them, when they are in a drunken state. I think of a man from my own town where I was brought up. One night, overcome with alcohol, went to walk a bridge, and fell off the bridge down into his death, under the influence of drink and of alcohol. You see, the Bible speaks of drink and of alcohol, and this is what it says. "At last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder." By the sting of an adder is fatal. Friend, that this could be you. My drink could get such a hold upon you that it could be the means of your death. The means of bringing you down into hell. Maybe it'll be the case that your last night will be spent in desecration or in idolatry. My, there are many, and they die who are guilty of such sins. There are those, and they tear up the gospel tract. They throw away the gospel invitation and discard it. And my, they desecrate it because that tract contains the living word of the living God. Again, there are those, and they die depending upon their church, depending upon their good works, maybe depending upon their money to save them. And friends, that's idolatry. Because such things are put in the place of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, woman, young person, let me say this. If you're depending upon anything else apart from Christ, the Son of God, to save you, your heart is taken up with idolatry. With idols that are not of God. Why? Because you're putting these things in the place of the Son of God. You see, the Lord says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
The Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Tell me, friend, will it be the case that you will die maybe engulfed in pride of your heart? The person who does not come to Christ in simple childlike faith, repenting of their sin, is one who is too proud to be saved. The Bible says pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Or the person who is too proud to come to Christ, why they will go on to destruction. Why they will fall down into the pit. That's how it was with this man Belshazzar. Friend, is this how it will be with you when you come to spend your last night on earth? Oh, if you will not humble your heart before God and come to Christ and trust Him as your Savior, then you will die in your sin, go out into a lost eternity, even like this man, Belshazzar. Yes, in the night he died, he was far down in sin. Notice something else tonight from the passage before us. We can say that Belshazzar's last night was one when he was warned of God. He was warned of God. On his last night, God in mercy intervened. God in mercy warned Belshazzar about the consequences of his sin. He told him that he was soon to die. He told him that he was soon to lose all that he possessed and owned. How gracious, how merciful God was toward this sinful man. God warned Belshazzar, he told him, "I through the message of a man's hand, writing on the plaster of the wall, where the great banquet was being held." Look at verse 5 of the chapter, notice what it says there. It says, "In the same hour, came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick, upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote." Down to verses 24 and 25 of the chapter, and there you read of what was written. It says, "Then was the part of the hand sent from him," that's the Lord, "and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, your Pharsin." Here was God intervening in this party. God's hand was at work. God's hand wrote upon the wall. And what a message did God send that night to Belshazzar. The chapter tells how Daniel comes upon the scene in the providence of God. And he interprets the very words of this message before the king. What was the message? What was the meaning of the words? Look at verse 26 there of the chapter. You have the word Mene. That simply means God have numbered thy kingdom and finished it. In other words, Belshazzar's kingdom and his life was ebbing to a close. It was soon to end. This man's days were numbered. In other words, Belshazzar was finished. God had enough of this man. God was wrapping up his kingdom. Look at verse 27. There you have the word Tekel. What does that word Tekel mean? It says, "Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting." Why? Because of his sin. Because of his rebellion. He was found wanting before the holy God of heaven. He had come short of God's righteousness. For this he was condemned to hell. Condemned to eternal separation from God. In the lake of fire. Then look at verse 28 of the chapter. Notice what it says there. Here you have the word Perez. And the translation is, "Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians." In other words, everything that Belshazzar owned was going to be taken from him in death. It's going to be given to the Medes and the Persians. What a warning this man received in his last night on earth. Friend, let me ask you tonight, how often have you heard similar words like these? Tell me tonight, how often have you been warned about death? About the consequences of your sin? About God's judgment? The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. The wise woman of Tekoa cried out to David, we must needs die. How often have you been warned about these things, the great issues of eternity, of heaven and hell, and the great consequences, the terrible consequences of your sin? Then realize this, should the Lord's coming tardy, every single one of us in this meeting tonight must keep an appointment with death. Oh, sinner, realize this tonight. You're marching on towards sure and certain death. You're marching on toward that time when your body will give up the ghost and the soul will depart from your body and rise up to God. Well, the Word of God tells us that all mankind is found wanting before God. Why? Because of sin. You see, the Bible says, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And as a result of this, dear sinner friend, you're condemned already, the Bible says, to a lost eternity in hell. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 18, that you're condemned already. Condemned to spend a lost eternity in the caverns of the damned. And like Belshazzar, whenever you die, you're going to leave all behind you. Every single thing that you have owned, every single thing that you have prized, there'll be a great separation, and you'll leave it all behind you for another to take. Yes, all the things of time and sense that you have confided in and depended upon will be of no avail to the salvation of your soul. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You may have all the world can give you, but it cannot save you. And when you come to die, you're going to leave every bit of it behind you. Turn with me back to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Here we have the wise man Solomon writing about these issues when man comes to die. Look at what he says in verse 15 of Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Here he is speaking of man living and dying, being born and giving up the ghost. He says in verse 15, as he came forth of his mother's womb naked, shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. Naked, you and I come into this world, and my will go out of this world with nothing, leaving it all behind us. Oh, dear friend, tonight realize this. God tells you these things. Why? In order that you might be warned. Just as he warned Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5. Yes, this evening he is graciously warning you again. May he tell you that death and judgment are coming. And all that is of this world will not suffice to save you. Whatever you have, whatever you depend upon, whatever you own are prize of your possessions. How awful if after being warned even this very night, that this very night your soul should be ushered out into God's eternity, you should die in your sin. In his last night, this man was deep down in sin. How is it with you tonight? In his last night, this man was warned. Friend, God in his mercy has brought you to this gospel meeting to warn you that death is coming, that judgment is coming, that there's a time of accountability to God. The Bible says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. There's one final thing I want you to notice about this man's last night. In his last night, Belshazzar failed to get right with God. Look at what our text says again in Daniel chapter 5 and verse 30. It says, "And that night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans slain." Despite being warned of God, this man, he failed to get right with God. And he perished in his sin. And by the soul of Belshazzar went to hell on that very night that he was slain. And that is where his soul is tonight. And this is where his soul will be for all of God's eternity. And the message that he received from God, yes, it had an effect. It caused him to tremble. It troubled this great king. Look with me at verse 6 of the chapter. Notice what it says when he saw God's hand writing upon the wall. It says, "Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed and his knees smote one against another." What an effect it had upon him. This man was greatly troubled mentally and physically. Look at verse 7. It says, "The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers." Look at verse 9 of the chapter. It says, "Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed of him, and his lords were astonished." God's message, the hand of God, had an effect upon this man. Yet people, despite being troubled, you never read of him here in this chapter of him repenting of his sins and seeking the Lord for his salvation. If you go down to verse 29 of the chapter there, that verse tells us about the only thing that he did that night. Look at what it says in verse 29. It says, "Then commanded Belshazzar, and he clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom." And hearing God's message, he simply did that which he had earlier promised to do to Daniel. What does that tell us about this man? It tells us this, that the things of time and sense were more important to this man than the great issues of eternity and the eternal well-being of his soul. Well, I'm sure if Belshazzar were to be with us tonight, we were to ask him, "Belshazzar, in light of the fact that you've spent some time in a lost eternity, in light of the fact that you've spent some time in a lost sinner's hell, tell me, Belshazzar, would things have been different on the last night that God spoke to you, and the last night that God warned you about your sin?" I'm sure if he were here tonight and he could speak, he would say, "Yes, things would have been different on my last night. Having heard God's word, having been warned of God, I would have repented of my sin. I would have sought the Lord." But friends, it is forever too late for this man, Belshazzar. Oh, unsaved friend, let me ask you tonight, what are you going to do with this warning that God has given you tonight from his word concerning this man, Belshazzar? Perhaps you're here tonight and you're like Belshazzar. You're troubled in your heart. You're troubled in your conscience. You're troubled in your soul. Yes, there's a concern in your heart. Yes, the reason for you coming tonight is that concern in your soul about your sin and the things of God. But that concern isn't enough to save you. You see, the Bible speaks of men like Judas Iscariot, men like Pontius Pilate, and they were troubled just like this man, Belshazzar. Yet they never repented of their sins. They never got right with God. Friend, it's good to be troubled about your soul, but that's not good enough to save you. Listen tonight to the word of God. God's word says to you, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and that your soul is to be saved for all of God's eternity."
If you're to enter into God's heaven, you must repent of your sins. You must confess and acknowledge your sins to the Lord. And trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to be your seer. Think of that text on the wall. The Lord says, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Must look by faith to Christ alone, to His atoning blood, to His altogether sufficient sacrifice upon the cross, to blot out all your sin, to remove the condemnation of God, and to save you and fit you for heaven. The Bible speaks of Christ, and this is what it says, He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him. He can save you tonight to the uttermost. My if Belshazzar had have heeded the warning voice of God, if he had repented of his sin, if he had turned to the Lord and called upon the Lord would have saved him. But he did not. He went on heedless, careless in his sin. The Bible says, and that night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans. And oh sinner, don't put off this matter of salvation until tomorrow or till some other day. You may never again get another opportunity. This was this man's last night. This may be your last night. This may be your last gospel meeting. Yes, this night, like Belshazzar, you could be in a God's eternity later on this evening. You see, God says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The only moment you are guaranteed, the only moment that you are sure of is now. God says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Belshazzar hardened his heart. He despised the voice of God. Don't you do the same? Oh, I urge you tonight to come to the Lord. Don't turn away from God's warning voice. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. And that night, it says, was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans slain. Oh, think of it tonight. What if tonight were your last night? Where will you be? Where will you be in God's eternity? One moment after you die. You're to be sure of heaven. If all is to be well with your soul in the great eternity of God, then now in time you must repent of your sins, be converted through the blood of the Lamb. Saved by God's grace, resting, trusting in Christ. Praise God, Jesus says, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He says, He that believeth on me hath eternal life. That's what God offers you tonight. That's what Christ has purchased for us on the cross of Calvary. Will you not receive that wonderful gift? Stop playing about with sin. Have done with sin. Don't follow the example of Belshazzar. But oh, follow the example of Daniel, the man who witnessed to him, who interpreted the dream to him. And come and seek the Lord and trust the Lord as your own and personal Savior. Shall we pray?